proclamation number 7959 dated the August 6, 1961. Conclusion of earthly progress only with Jesus Christ. You have come a long way already, but the fact that you are still walking on earth is proof that you have not yet concluded your path of development. With the exception of those who incarnated on earth for the purpose of a spiritual mission and whose souls had thus previously covered this progressive development and had found admission in the realm of light. But I speak to you humans who are not yet perfect, who had once deserted me and had to walk this long path of development so that you can now, at the human stage, voluntarily take the last test of will, the passing of which will ensure your entry into the realm of light. Hence you are not yet perfect, but you have ascended from the deepest depths to the heights, if only by law of compulsion. The depths had to release you because my will had intended this long path for you, which pulled you away from my adversary's domination, or your ascent would have been impossible. But now he has been given his right once again, because you are still his property, since you had previously followed him into the abyss voluntarily, and this free will has not yet made the new decision, for him or for me, who longs for your return but will not force you if you willingly want to stay with him. Thus, at the human stage, my adversary once again applies his power by influencing your will, but he is unable to force it, as you have to decide of your own accord which lord you will choose. However, I cannot stop him using all his persuasions to chain you to him. I cannot stop him from using ploys to tempt you, only to keep your soul or to regain it if he has already lost it. You now have to face him yourselves voluntarily and fight against him if you want to free yourselves from him. And you really need not fear his strength, because you have a strong helper by your side whom you only need to ask to win the battle with him, Jesus Christ, your Redeemer from sin and death. Even though you, as a human being, have already overcome the deepest abyss, even though you, thanks to my help, have also come considerably closer to me during the infinitely long period of development, yet the burden of your original sin as a result of your desertion from me constantly pushes you down again, and you would never be able to resist the will of my adversary if Jesus Christ would not help you, if he would not give you an intensified will which he himself acquired for you by his death on the cross. My adversary's power over you is too great that you could resist it with your own strength. But you are guaranteed a supply of strength by just giving yourselves to Jesus Christ and requesting him to take upon himself the guilt of which you are not yet released, and which therefore inescapably chains you to my adversary. Jesus Christ, in whom I manifested myself, will now take on the guilt, because, with his death on the cross, he paid the purchase price for all souls to the adversary, who now has to release the souls, if they want it themselves. And with his help you can conclude the path of your earthly life, with his help you can become free of all guilt and enter through the gate into the realm of light, which otherwise is closed to you, but which will be opened by Jesus Christ for all souls who have voluntarily decided to take the path to the cross to liberate themselves from the burden of sin. As a human being on earth, you only have a short time at your disposal, but it is sufficient to completely release yourselves from every form. However, this always depends on the human being's attitude towards the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ, because your former sin consisted of your rejection of me and in the resistance of my strength of love. In Jesus Christ, however, you shall know and acknowledge me myself, then you will also consciously accept my strength of love again, and then nothing will stand in the way of your unity with me. Then the infinite long walk through the creations of earth and as earthly human being will have led to the right goal, It will have resulted in your liberation and you'll once again be candidates for my kingdom, which will admit you and offer you blessings as it was in the beginning. Amen.